Just a week after leading the campaign to withdraw Britain from the European Union, Boris Johnson has ruled himself out of the running to become the UK's next Prime Minister. The former Lord Mayor had been expected to stand for Conservative Party leader after Prime Minister David Cameron announced he would step down. Supporters who had gathered expecting to hear Boris Johnson formally announce his candidacy were stunned. His announcement met with audible gasps. In the biggest political surprise since Prime Minister David Cameron quit after losing the referendum on remaining in the European Union bloc.
But I must tell you, my friends, you who have waited faithfully for the punchline of this speech, that having consulted colleagues and in view of the circumstances in Parliament, I have concluded that person cannot be me.
Reaction to Mr. Johnson's announcement has been swift. Conservative Party MP Andrew Mitchell is calling for the next leader to be a Leave campaign supporter.
It's been a somewhat unusual day for the Conservative Party, but the issue, of course, is who is going to stand for the progressive one-nation policies which Boris believes in. And you know, for people like me, I think that the next leader probably has to be a Brexiteer. It's not impossible for a non-Brexiteer to become Prime Minister and leader of the party, but if you look forward at the very difficult circumstances of doing a deal with Europe.
Others were more scathing, with Conservative MP Nigel Evans saying Mr. Johnson's announcement makes House of Cards look like the Teletubbies. A visibly angry Lord Michael Heseltine, the man who once challenged Margaret Thatcher for Tory leadership, handed down his brutal verdict.
He's ripped the party apart. He's created the greatest constitutional crisis of modern times. He's knocked billions off the value of the nation's savings. He's like a general that led his army to the sound of guns and at the sight of the battlefield abandoned the field. To the claims of his adjutant, who said he wasn't up to the job in the first place, I have never seen so contemptible and irresponsible a situation.
Boris Johnson's withdrawal now makes Theresa May the new favourite to succeed David Cameron. Despite backing the Remain campaign, she announced her own candidacy.
Brexit means Brexit. The campaign was fought, the vote was held, turnout was high, and the public gave their verdict. There must be no attempts to remain inside the EU, no attempts to rejoin it through the back door, and no second referendum. The country voted to leave the European Union, and it is the duty of the government and parliament to make sure we do just that.
Whoever Britain's new prime minister is going to be, he or she will face a huge task to unite the party and the country and persuade the European Union to offer some kind of deal, balancing voter calls to reduce immigration with business hopes of maintaining access to the EU markets.